Are people finally realizing how much of a Ponzi scheme Bitcoin actually is? Hopefully, but I don't know. Bitcoin has been a topic of debate for over a decade, with proponents hailing hailing it as the future of money, and detractors calling it a speculative bubble. While it has gained widespread attention and adoption, the question remains, is Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi scheme is a fraudulent investment scheme where returns are paid to existing investors using the capital from new investors. Bitcoin has been accused of being a Ponzi scheme for several reasons, including its lack of intrinsic value, its reliance on new investors to drive up the prices, which is... it's such a clear bubble. Oh my God, the whole thing is a clear Ponzi scheme. Anyway, and its decentralized and unregulated nature. Critics argue that Bitcoin is nothing more than a speculative bubble, fueled by media hype and hype-driven buying. This is why I slowly bet against it whenever it goes up in value. They point to its massive price swings, lack of intrinsic value, and lack of underlying assets as evidence of its unsustainable nature. Furthermore, the lack of regulation in the Bitcoin market leaves it open to manipulation and fraud, making it even more risky. However, proponents of Bitcoin argue that it is not a Ponzi scheme. They point to its underlying technology, the blockchain, as proof of its value. The blockchain is a decentralized ledger that allows for secure and transparent transactions, and it has the potential to revolutionize many industries. Additionally, they argue that the limited supply of Bitcoin, capped at 21 million coins, adds to its scarcity and gives it a value that cannot be replicated. In conclusion, this is kind of objective, kind of not. In conclusion, whether or not Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme is a matter of perspective. My perspective is, it is. But those who believe in its underlying technology and its potential for widespread adoption view it as a valuable investment. On the other hand, those who see it as nothing more than a speculative bubble, those who see it as a speculative bubble fueled by hype and new investors, view it as a classic Ponzi scheme. Yes. As with any investment, it is important to conduct thorough research and understand the risks before investing in Bitcoin. Furthermore, I just want to kind of add on to this conclusion, kind of a side note, kind of speaking off the cuff now. Look, I think Bitcoin sucks. I think it's one of the worst ideas, and people think that just because there's scarcity in a product that has no value. So here's the thing. Bitcoin's intrinsic value is zero because there's no underlying actual value. And we all know multiplication, right? So there's 21 million Bitcoin, right? Or something, like a scarce amount. Ultimately, there's only going to be a finite amount. Okay, that's fine. So the algorithm only allows for 21 million. But its intrinsic value per coin is still zero because each coin is technically not backed by anything. It's not worth anything. So zero times 21 million happens to be, oh, what's that? Can I hear that? Zero times 21 million is still fucking zero. So my problem is it's an intrinsic value problem. I think Bitcoin is very innovative. I am not going to dog its innovation. It's an incredible piece of software, great piece of open source technology, and maybe it has some interesting uses. The blockchain technology, for example, allowing for certain aspects of decentralization are pretty fucking cool. But outside of it, though, I love the proof of work structure. I think that's brilliant, and it could be utilized in other ways besides trying to fix some sort of monetary thing. Anyway, thank you guys for your time, and have an incredible night. Bye.